Every now and then we have some down moments and we sit back and we laugh. It's just a memory that comes up. It's a person we think about. We have those moments and those things drive us. They drive us to know that there's going to be better days because we had good days before. And the thing that you have to think about is when you have a memory that makes you smile, that makes you laugh, it's a reminder to let you know that you are always going to surprise yourself. And the people in your life often give you pleasant surprises as well. Today's episode is about Lakenheath. Lakenheath is a very memorable place for me. And for these guys that we're going to have on today, it was memorable for them as well. Hopefully, we can do this as a series of conversations that we put together about memories of Lakenheath. If we're unable to do that, well, this one will stand the test of time because it was a fantastic conversation with Franco, Sydney, and Tyree. Great stories. We're just going to give you the parts that we recorded and released to the world. But just know, the conversation we had was a lifetime memory that we made again based on memories we made before. So, prepare your ears, prepare your hearts, and prepare your laugh boxes. And let's go. Voices, this one is a really, really fun episode for me. I got some of my best guys that I've ever experienced, some of the highlights of my life. And so today's podcast is focusing on Lakenheath, England, one of my favorite places to visit in the world. Some people be like, Lakenheath, England? Yes, Lakenheath, England is a place that is near and dear to my heart. And so joining me today are Franco, Tyree, and Sid. So no person can introduce themselves better than themselves. So I have you introduce yourselves in that order. So Franco, Tyree, and then Sid.
All right. So my name is Franco. That's a hard one. Talking about myself, but here's Franco. Live in Tampa, Florida now. I was in England between 2000-2003. Married, kids, dog, got it all. Perfect life.
Perfect. My wife. Thank you, sir. And Tyree.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Tyree Simmons. Was in Lakenheath from 2002 to 2004. I had the awesome opportunity to spend it along with probably the most eccentric person I know is Lewis. I live in Texas. Got two boys and a wife. Half the dog. Well, I ain't got the dog no more, but that's about it.
And Sid.
What's going on, man? My name's Sydney. I was at Lakenheath with these fellas here from 01 to 04. Retired from the military now, living in Florida. Full-time stay-at-home dad and a full-time college student.
Nice. Loving it, man. I love it. Love to see the progress, everybody being beautiful and glowing up. So, first question, we're going to go in the reverse order, like I said, Sydney, Tyree, and then Franco. So, my first question is, what is your memory of arriving at Lakenheath? So, Sydney, how you
going? Oh, my
first?
God. My memory. Honestly, I don't remember that much because it was so long ago. I'm just that old. But I do remember Fox had me driving around England my first weekend there because he needed a DD. I didn't even have my European license yet, none. I'm just like, all right, cool, let's go. And he was like, don't worry about the other side of the enroll. All you got to do is make sure you don't hit me. I'm like, okay, cool. I mean, he was like, instead of going left, go right. I'm like, that makes no sense. But you know what? Let's just do it, bro. It's all good. Yeah. That right there was fun. Because, hey, I just got off the plane. And he was like, let's go. I'm like, all right, cool. Where are you going? I forgot where we went, but it was to some club, probably.
All right.
We go there, Foxy.
All right. All right, Tyree, what about you, man?
You know, one of my most memorable first moments in Lakenheath is when I met you, you had a silver Civic hatchback. And I was like, hey, where you get a car at, man? So you're like, hey, I'm going to hook you up with this dude. I was like, I ain't got enough money to pay for the car. He was like, don't worry about it. You ain't got to pay for the whole thing anyway.
Golly.
So I got the burgundy Camry, and I never paid for that car. I just got the car and paid him like 3 or 4 payments, and I was it. That was my first memory of being in Lakeheath with my boy Lou.
All right, Franco, what about you, man?
Oh man, it has to be when I arrived at the airport. I was trying to get a hold of my sponsor before, couldn't get a hold of him. I got to the airport, I was trying to get a hold of my sponsor, and this guy, Jason, picks up the phone, and he's like, that guy don't live here no more. And damn. It was like 2-3 o'clock in the morning. And he's like, you just woke me up, blah, blah, blah. And I told him, you know, I was trying to reach my sponsor, and he was like, yeah, I know the guy. He don't live here no more. I took over his place. And he ended up getting me all the way to Lakeheath. And then when I got there, they told me to hand my orders to the driver because he'd have to go claim a certain amount of money from TMO or something like that. And when I got out of the car and I handed the guy my orders, man, he cussed me out so bad. My feelings hurt. I think my parents felt it. He was like, if I knew this was one of those jobs, I would have left you in London. I was like, damn, because I was at London Heathrow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but that was like my first, and it sticks in my mind memory, is trying to get from the airport to the Lakeheath and not knowing anyone.
Airport. I ain't know that. Good Lord, bro.
Yeah, because I flew in the Mildenhall. Everybody else flew in the Mildenhall, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
They flew him up right into London.
Jeez.
It's hard out there in them streets.
Yeah.
All right. So the next question, right? So what did you think Lakeheath was, right? Because I remember when I got my orders and I got Lakeheath and I was looking on the map and I'm like, what is a Lakeheath? And then I saw the orders was England. And then Sydney was my sponsor. And I think Sydney called me probably like a week later. And me and Sydney was literally talking to each other like we were strangers. He was like, hey, what's good? I was like, what's good? And we didn't really know nothing else. And then that was it. And I got on the plane, right? So we go in this order, Tyree, Sydney, and Franco. What did you think Lakeheath was going to be before you arrived? And how was it different when you arrived?
So when I got my orders in basic, it said Lakeheath. I remember vividly going, there ain't no states and cities than Lakeheath in America. I was like, where is this place at? So back in the day, I get on Yahoo, because there was no Google back in them day. I was on Yahoo. I looked up Lakeheath, and all I seen was the red hat, the guard with the red hat. And I'm like, I'm going to England? And I'm like, it ain't got no black people in England. What's going on here, man?
Oh, damn. So
I got to England. And I remember getting off that bus, looking to the left, I think it was a school, and looking to the right, it was a hospital. And I'm like, what have I gotten myself into? That was my first reaction when I got to England.
All right, see.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. What happened? When I was back at Altus, my first base with the Franco dude there. It was an email that came out over our little thing that said, whoever, like, there's 3 spots available for Kadena, Japan. I was like, what the hell is Kadena? He was like, that's an island. You want to go? Reply to the email now. I was like, all right, cool. I replied to the email. I think at the time I was at my 3-year mark at the first on base. Like a month went past and we ain't heard nothing. He was like, you hear anything? I'm like, nah, I heard nothing. All of a sudden, I got an email that morning. It was like, congratulations, you got an order. So I was like, yay. But it said Lakeheath. I asked him, I was like, is Lakeheath a part of Kadena? He was like, no. I didn't know nothing, right? And so he was like, that's England. I was like, what the hell is England? I want to go to this tropical island you just explained to me a month ago. Like, why? I want the island, dude. He was like, don't worry, you'll like it. It's just a big ass form. And like you'll be living with cows and stuff. Like it was like that. I wanna go to freaking Japan, bro. So I got there. It wasn't as he pictured it, but it was still all right. It wasn't great though.
All right. And Franco.
All right, so y'all smarter than me. So I tried to change my dream sheet to get to the East Coast. I was engaged at the time or whatever. And she was on the East Coast. And the guy put worldwide remote. A week later, I got a rip saying, Lake and Heath, unknown. At least I thought unknown, but it said Lake and Heath, UK. And in my brain, I said, Lake and Heath, and so I'm walking around and somebody's got me, you know, somebody's like, nah, you need to go ask the first sergeant or the senior where Lake and Heath unknown is. So they were setting me up. So I embarrassed myself there. They looked at me and said, fool, that's Lake and Heath, United Kingdom. And I was like, oh, you know, all right. So I was terrified. I was terrified because one, I sold my car quick, if Sydney remembers that. I sold my car real quick to my brother because I was like, well, shoot, I'm going to be driving. I ain't going to be driving. They ain't on the other side of the road. I ain't never lived abroad. I got to Lake and Heath. They put me in a dorm. I was the only black person in the dorm at the time. It was just different.
Yeah.
It was different, especially after the airport thing. And then you put me in a dorm, and I looked to my left, looked to my right, and I was like, all right. And they started taking me to a country restroom bar called the Rod and Gun. It's also, every time we go out, they said, man, we're going to take you to the Galaxy Club. We're going to take you to Galaxy Club. And then they put on clothes, and they got them tight jeans on, and shirts and boots. And I was like, oh, I heard that club's got a bunch of rooms, and then they take me to the Rod and Gun. So the guy that was supposed to be my sponsor ended up saying, hey, we said we're going to take them. This was after like 3 months. So they finally took me to the Galaxy Club. And that's when I met Terrence, and I met a group of girls, started hanging out with them. And then from there, you know, what will happen.
Awesome.
All right. So, and you kind of alluded to it as the direction we're going in. England was, it was highlights for me, man. I got tons and tons of highlights. But if you had to pick like one highlight about England, like what would you pick as a highlight for you? So and since Franco, you went last, we'll go Franco, Tyree, and then Sydney. So what's one highlight moment that you had during your time that you was there?
Oh man, I can't. It's hard to pick one because I've had so many, and Chatty can attest to a lot of them.
If I can remember them, yeah.
Drama moments, but they all deal with the nightclub when Sydney got there, I should say, because by that time I was rolling. I think I was rolling with Maddie by that time. Mm-hmm. So one of the best things that happened to me was meeting Maddie and Red and Energy. DJ and all those guys, because I stopped really relying on people on bass. I started relying on the local populace. But if I had to pick one big highlight, it was the night that somebody introduced me to Maddie and Red, and because they saw me in the clubs, and I used to just go to the club just to have a good time. I wouldn't be hitting on the girls, nothing like that. Whatever happened at the end of the night happened, but in the club, I was there dancing and partying. And they were like, oh, this American guy's different. He out here acting a fool, posted up on the wall. And that's how I connected. So that one night, Maddie and Red doing Michael Jackson spins in the club.
I remember those. Yeah. All right, Tyree, what about you, man? Highlight.
Well, I'm going to try to keep this as PG as possible. Yo, my highlight was on my birthday. I remember calling Lou up because I had got a call from a girl I've been trying to mess with for a while. She lived in Ipswich. And I got a call on my birthday. It's by like, it's 11 o'clock at night. And she called me. She goes, hey, I got a couple of friends over. If you want a good birthday surprise, you'll come to Ipswich. I remember calling Lou. I'm like, Lou, you got to come with me. And Lou was like, it's 11 o'clock. I can't come. I said, dang. So I get in the car, it's snowing. Like it's ice on the ground. And y'all know how far Ipswich is. I drove my little Rover over to this girl's house, had a crazy night, But unfortunately, on my way back at like 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning, my clutch breaks in my car. And I don't think Lewis didn't answer the phone because he was asleep, but I was hitchhiking on the M25 to get back home to base.
Damn. I remember that story, man.
Wow.
That was one of my biggest highlights in England, of the ones that we can tell out loud. Oh, yeah,
okay. Yes, I can add volume and depth to that story. I know more, but I'm gonna Sid, I'm gonna let you go ahead with yours. Highlight.
Oh my god. Oh, there we go. I don't remember none of that shit. But I really don't have one single, like, I guess, highlight, you want to say, just everything that happened while I was there, but the people that I met, the places that I went to, that's all just made it so much better for me. I really don't have, like, one singular thing that stood out next to another, you know?
All right. And so what was, like, because I remember this vividly, Sydney talked about driving. And Sydney was my sponsor. Sydney met me at the airport. My short story about me arriving to England is I fell asleep on a major's shoulder while I was in the airplane. Yeah, I did. I was drooling on his shoulder. He was super nice to me every time he saw me after that. But Sydney picked me up. I don't even remember how Sydney, I ain't know what Sydney looked like. He ain't know what I looked like, but we knew each other when we saw each other. I got in his car. Sydney had an American car. He bought a brand new car there. He had an American
Cavalier.
Yeah, I remember the neon.
Now, the thing is, his car was left-hand drive. So while he was driving, I was in the passenger side, and all the traffic is passing me as instead of the driver. So I'm sitting here like, yo, Sydney can't see the middle of the road. I'm going to die. I was like, yo, I don't know what's going to happen. So I say all that to say, what do you remember your driving experience? One of the highlights of your driving experience is leaving the flip. Because I know, Sid, you probably didn't drive a right-hand drive car. But I think, Franco, you and Tyree both had right-hand drive cars. And I had some experiences. So we'll go Sydney, Tyree, and then Franco. Your experience driving in England.
Oh, man. I loved it. Like, we drove everywhere we could freaking think of. The one thing that I think made me nervous at first was people always told me don't pass because, you know, the left-hand side, you can't see what's coming. I'm like, whatever, bro. I'm going to pass and I'm going to like live to tell it about it. I didn't really care because, you know, I didn't care, really. Like, I would just pass them up and if they blow at me, oh, well, I'm going to just blow back and I'm going to just keep on going.
I understand. Tyree?
If y'all remember, so in my dorms, it was like the dorm, street, and then the gym, right? Yep. So I remember when I first got the car that I didn't pay for, I can't remember if you was in a car or not, but I was on the wrong side of the street. I was driving like I was in America. I was lean, I was everything. And so I seen a car coming my way, and I just stopped, like, I'm in the right spot, right? And the dude looked at me like, you're in the wrong spot. And, you know, I'm a little airman. I was like, oh, my bad. So that was the first one. The second one is, you know that little piece of tape because you had American cars you got to put on your headlights? I never put that on my headlights. I was always blinding people everywhere I went.
So that's it. You did that too. All right. Frank,
yes.
Go.
Yes.
All right. So I had both. I had a left and a right-hand drive. I worked in the body shop, so I saw the damages of one thing that scared the hell out of me, which was the five ways, if y'all remember the five ways.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's when most people got in accidents because they didn't know how to manage them five ways. So I avoided it. I didn't want to be in an accident. Oh, yeah. I mean, if I had to go through it, I went through it, but I avoided
it.
But I didn't have any problem driving there. I will say I did fall asleep on the road one time. I learned how to drive stick better there. So I drive better stick sitting right-hand drive than I do left-hand. But it was coming back to the States to visit when I was driving. My ex now, she she was in the car laughing at me. And I didn't know why she was laughing. And she let me drive. I was driving on the wrong side of the road in the States. Damn. But we were in the neighborhood. She just kept laughing. I'm like, what's so funny? Because it was like day one. And then she's like, you want me to drive? Because you're driving on the wrong side of the road. And then realized, click, I'm on the wrong damn side of the road. Right in my mind.
She's setting you up for failure, man.
Oh, yeah. She laughed her butt off.
It's crazy because Tyree talking about, like, he had a car he ain't paid for. If Sydney probably remembers, Tyree, you probably remember I had 8 different cars. Like, I went through 8 different cars while I was there. Like, and it wasn't because there wasn't nothing wrong with him. The dude told me I could switch cars, so I would just switch cars like they was rental cars. Man.
I think I went to the same dealer you went to.
It was that black dude, man.
And he was a Marine. He was a retired.
Yes.
Hey, this is how bad it was. I never picked up the car from him. Duncan picked up the car for me. So I never met him. I had a Accord that I almost ran into a train because of the snow. I had a little Ford Fiesta that the clutch was real bad. I had a Vauxhall Astra that I didn't get from him, but I bought for 50 pounds. Thing was amazing. That was the last car I had. And I had a Saturn that I bought off the lemon lot that went ass up right at the end of my tour. And I sold that to the guy that was, something was wrong with it. And then somebody told me they saw it on the side of the road. Broke.
Damn. Paying for everything straight cash.
So
with that, like just thinking about the experiences and everything, what was it like? And we'll go Tyree, Sydney, and then Franco. What was it like when you left? Because that's something that I think it matters in the sense of what was it like for you knowing you were leaving, and then when you finally left, like, was there any feelings of, like, longing or sadness, anything like that? Like, what did you have? So, again, Tyree, Sydney, and Franco.
I think, like I said, man, when I was there, I was around you, Sydney, pretty much all the medical dental people. That's who I hung out with. I don't think I even hung out with none of the maintenance people that I worked with. So I remember you having the migraine issue and you were going and going and you're like, man, I think I'm gonna have to get out. And I'm just thinking, damn. I remember when you left, I was almost like the next day, I'm like, I'm ready to go, man. Cause literally that's who I kicked it with. I got off of work and we would either, depending on what day it was, we would go to Poonanas over at Cambridge. Right, whatever that club that had the little roof, we would hit that club up, and then after that was done, we'd go to another club right down the street. I just had a lot of fun with Sid, you, the whole group. And when you left, I never came out the house. That's pretty much when I got deployed. I met my wife, and I end up leaving.
Mm.
All right,
Sid.
Nice. Whew. I think when I left, I think it was just, I knew it was time to go, because like everybody was like gone. Mm-hmm. I left what, December of 04. I think I was like the last one to leave. Maybe, not sure. Yeah. So like I was roommates with D at the time, Denar, and Reggie stayed like right next door to us over in Lickenheath Village.
Yeah.
And so yeah, I was just ready. I was ready to go. Like everybody was gone. I just went to work. It was so damn boring. Like it was nothing else to do. I was a lot like you, Tyree. I was just like, okay, now what? Just like,
yeah,
let's just roll. And once I left, I kind of wanted to go back a little bit, only because I ended up liking the area, but it, like you said, Michael was like, it wasn't the same when he went back. I always hear that from everybody that keeps going back over there, you know? They're like, yeah, it wasn't the same when we were first over there. So, you know, it was fun while it lasted.
All right. And Franco?
It was home. I was there for 3 years. I wish my boy was on here, Luke. He was my roommate in Bury St. Edmunds. We both left the same time. Seriously. It was like days. He had just been on a fire. If you remember that, Chatty, mm-hmm. was in that fire. Left somebody behind. We're not going to get into who that is. But I left somebody behind, no kids, nothing like that. But it was time to go because it seems like somebody from my first year was stalking me until my last year. And I was like, I got to go. I don't know what it is. Everywhere I go, I end up leaving with the stalk.
It's your dancing, man. Your dancing just gets them like that, bro.
Man, that John Travolta gets them every time. Most of me wanted to stay, because I met Maddie, group of his friends. Luke was leaving. I was leaving. I knew Chatty was going to be leaving soon. Duncan was gone, big, right? Doing his stuff, but he was doing his own thing. I guess it was time to go. But I did go back a couple times after that. Yeah, so. And it's a little different. I was older. I didn't know the block as well as I did before, but yeah, I've been back.
Right. Yeah, it was different when I went back to. Go ahead, Tyree.
I think that the reason why the connection that we developed so far ago is the reason why you're having this podcast. We're still connected to England, therefore we're still connected to each other. I remember it could be years before I talked to Lou. I remember one time I was getting ready. I was actually met my wife. We were dating. I did a stupid thing, just something stupid we're about to break up. And my stomach was hurting. I was scared. I was nervous. And I called Lou like out the blue. And I'm like, dude, he was just there to listen to me. And till this day, I carry that relationships that I've had with Sid, Lewis. I had another friend named Donald Hart who was out there. I carry those relationships with me because it created what we have right now. It's just like this kinship of just good times, you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely, man. Well, hey, man, I remember when I visited Sydney and in Vacaville, and we drove from Sacramento to Los Angeles, and I swear I saw a coyote on the whole trip, but I ain't gonna talk about that. I'm gonna move past that. All right, so the podcast is called Voices for a Reason, and Tyree, you kind of alluded to like the purpose of it, and so it's just for me. I want to highlight the relationships I have, the people that I know, and the positive that they're doing in the world, and that they've like sort of poured into me as well. So I leave the last word for all of the contributors. I mean, you can call them the guests, but I call them contributors. And so anything that's on your heart or on your mind, or even just the topic that we're talking about, I have you give 30 to 60 seconds to just like, to kind of close us out. And so I'll have us go in the order we started. So we'll go Franco, Tyree, and then Sydney.
All right, so like Tyree said, the connections. I made connections to people in the UK, also my military brothers and sisters. And it's funny because I've been to Japan, I've been to Germany, Oklahoma, New Mexico, all these areas. And I think I connect better with the individuals I was running around with in the UK. I still talk to Maddie every blue moon, And then, of course, Chatty, Maddie, and Franco, all of us have the same birthday. So it's a reminder on those days, too. But, I run into Denard here, and everything. So anytime we see each other, it's like a real conversation. But I don't have those same conversations with the people at other bases. Put it this way, if somebody at another base right now said, hey, let's do a podcast, I'd be like, what you need? Like, what's going on? And I'm a social butterfly. Yeah. Seriously, but the thing is, I'm closer to the ones I swear I met in the UK. I still talk to my old coworkers there.
Cool. Appreciate it. All right, Tyree.
I kind of just alluded to it a while ago. I'm very, very thankful I met you specifically. You got me out of my bubble. You introduced me to Kanye West because I was from Texas. I was listening to Chop and Screw. So, Kanye West and Jay-Z. I remember you telling me about these cats. I think Sid's neon was purple. I think
it was purple.
It was purple, yes, neon. Sir. I remember the purple neon, man. I just remember everything. I keep these memories with me because, you know, true lasting bonds and friendships, they're hard to come by. And I appreciate everything that you, Lou, that you're trying to, you're implementing. You're always moving around. You're creative. You're writing books, podcasts. All that stuff is good. Sid, I would never thought Sid be a father chilling right now. Sid, be chilling.
He was the butterfly, man. He was the butterfly.
Yeah. He was just like the dude. Everybody was always happiness around Sid. And for Fox, I just remember, I could swear he had like a soccer stadium right outside his door. I swear to God.
It was close. It was
in Bury, right?
Yeah, Bury Center. And you'd look out the back window, there was a soccer field.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Or, as they say, football field.
Football.
Nah, I enjoyed everything, even the ex stalker, you know, when we were together and she wouldn't drink. But when she drank, there's issues. But we can do 10 hours on me in England.
All right, Sid. All right, Sid, and shut us down.
I think I'll probably just bring the same thoughts that everybody else is on bringing, man. Like, the people that we met over there have been, like, long-lasting friends. I think I've known Fox the longest, what, since 99, I think?
Dang.
Yeah, so yeah, we met at our very first on base in Altus, and we just went to about 3 bases together. I was at Spain Dome, he was at Ramstein, but we still were able to see each other on like a pretty consistent basis. And said, Lou, I haven't lost contact with you since we first met, dude. It's like, it's crazy. And I'm not as in contact with Tyree, but I follow him on Facebook all the time, and I comment on a lot of things. I love it when I'm your wifey and your kid have their little arguments going back and forth.
That's all hilarious,
bro. Look, like, is this what I have in putting like my future? I'm gonna strangle that little boy. I couldn't do it, but like honestly, man, like the people that we met, it's been just great, you know. And I can always pick up the phone, I can call anybody at any time, just to talk, just to BS, you know. It doesn't really matter, I don't really need anything. I just pick the phone and talk to anybody at any given point, even Reggie, even Denard. They're not here right now, but I'm pretty sure hopefully next time we can definitely get them on here. And of course Tasker, that crazy dude. But yeah, so most definitely, man. I'm about to sound like about the same as everybody else. Like, just the memories were always great, man.